Radio Nova with the hits are hot 24 hours a day. Carla Bonnet with Personally. Now, we got a curriculum vitae in from Joe Taylor, right? Who has compared Cayley House and all sorts of stuff. And he sent us in a link and a photograph of himself in a green leotard. Right? His disc jockey name is Pete St. Jude, and all the fans call him the Saint. Well, here he is.
I'm going to introduce the first or the number one record in Ireland at the moment. Hello. This is number one record in Ireland at the moment. It's Jim Diamond, and I should have known better. No better man, James.
Thank you, Pete St. Jude. May the heavens be with you.
Should have known better to lie to one as beautiful as you. Yes, should have known better to take a chance on ever losing you. But I thought you'd understand. Can you forgive me?
Masterglaze wish you happy new windows for a really happy new year. Order now at 83 prices. Relax for Christmas and Masterglaze will be there early in the new year. And don't forget, with Masterglaze you pay no money when you order. You don't pay a penny until we deliver. Or you can use the special easy payments plan so you can still buy those very special Christmas presents. Happy new windows from Masterglaze on 984-241.
Lawrence's Jewelers, Henry Street and Ibex Center. Where diamonds are forever.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova. This is the Nova News at 1.
It's 1 o'clock on Wednesday, the 5th of December. The news with Tony Allen and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. A Dublin coal merchant was shot at his home early today. He's Liam Wallace of Belcamp Lane in Coolock. He's in hospital where his condition is said to be serious but stable. Two men drove into the driveway of his home and threatened his wife when she went to investigate. One of the men then went to the back of the house and fired a shot through a kitchen window that hit Mr. Wallace in the back.
Local criminals in the west of Ireland are pinpointing elderly targets for criminal gangs from as far away as Dublin. According to Chief Superintendent Joe Wilson of Sligo, the gangs have extensive local knowledge, even though they often come from far away. He said this morning that specialist units have now been set up to combat attacks on elderly people living in remote areas.
The solicitor appointed as receiver of the National Union of Mine Workers Funds is in Dublin today attempting to recover £2.78 million of the union's assets frozen here. Mr. Herbert Brewer is meeting officials of the Bank of Ireland Finance where the funds have been frozen since November. Legal experts expect Mr. Brewer to have more success in Dublin than he did in Luxembourg. He returned empty-handed from there yesterday after failing to persuade a finance house to hand over £4.3 million of NUM assets.
The EEC summit in Dublin has ended with full agreement to go ahead with talks on outstanding issues holding up the proposed entry of Spain and Portugal. The negotiations will include the problem areas of wine and fisheries, but they'll be subject to a general Greek reservation in support of its demand for a big increase in EEC funds for poorer rural areas in Greece. The earlier summit agreement to cut back EEC wine production will also be subject to the same Greek reserve.
speaking after the summit meeting, the Taoiseach has said that the British and Irish governments are trying to find a framework which will provide peace and stability in the North. The British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, said there's no rift between herself and Dr. Fitzgerald. President Hillary has called a meeting of the Council of State for this afternoon to ask them if he should refer the Criminal Justice Bill to the Supreme Court for a test of its constitutionality.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Barry, has said he's seriously concerned about supergrass trials in the North, and he called for a major reappraisal of the system. He was speaking in the Dáil last night during a debate on a Fianna Fáil motion calling on the British government to end the system and to have an independent review of all cases which have resulted in convictions.
One of Dublin's best-known and best-loved entertainers, Danny Cummins, was killed in a road accident near his home in the city last night. He was walking across the North Road in Finglas when he was hit by a car. Gardaí have appealed for witnesses to the accident to contact them. The 70-year-old Mr. Cummins began a long stage career as an apprentice in the Gaiety at the age of 11 in 1925, and he became one of the leading members of the Happy Gang at the Queen's Theatre in Pierce Street. He also partnered Jimmy O'Dea for 15 years and partnered Maureen Potter in many productions at the Gaiety.
Farmers owed money by Clover Meats may blockade the company's factories and cold storage depots in an attempt to get their money back. The farmers' meeting in Waterford last night led to the formation of an action committee who will also look at the possibility of suing the Agricultural Credit Corporation for breach of contract. It's been alleged that the company refused to give the promised money at a critical stage.
The trial of Dominic McGlinchey, who was extradited from the Republic within 24 hours of his arrest last March, is due to start on Monday at Belfast Crown Court. This morning, the Lord Chief Justice, Lord Lowry, heard pre-trial submissions by the defense in relation to the admissibility of some of the Crown evidence. McGlinchey is charged with the murder of 63-year-old postmistress Mrs. Hester McMullen, who was shot dead during an IRA attack on her Tunbridge home in March 1977.
In North Belfast, a man has been taken to hospital with a slight bullet wound after an incident involving an RUC officer. The RUC said the officer was attacked by a number of men he'd stopped to speak to in the Cave Hill Road area at about 3:20 this morning. They say the policeman drew his gun during a scuffle and a shot was fired. The injured man was grazed in the neck and isn't thought to be seriously hurt.
The hijackers of a Kuwaiti Airways Airbus at Tehran Airport in Iran have released a further 23 hostages. It brings the number allowed from the aircraft to 67. About 80 people are still aboard. It's thought the hijackers are demanding the release of prisoners in Kuwait held on bombing charges. The aircraft was seized yesterday, soon after it left Dubai, on a flight from Kuwait to Karachi.
More than 1,000 people are now known to have died from gas poisoning in the Indian city of Bhopal. There are reports that people in other towns in the state of Madhya Pradesh have also been killed by the gas. It's believed the victims may have fled from Bhopal after the initial leak. Doctors in Bhopal say the next 24 hours are crucial for 2,000 people who are seriously injured.
In Belgium, NATO defense ministers have started the third and final day of a meeting devoted to upgrading conventional arms in the alliance. The Sri Lankan government says its troops killed 24 Tamil separatists after an attack on an army convoy in the northwest of the country. A government spokesman said the battle started after the guerrillas detonated a mine under an army vehicle, killing one soldier and injuring six others. The spokesman denied reports that the troops went on the rampage and killed several local villagers after the battle.
Nearly 100 miners are thought to be trapped underground after an explosion at a coal mine near Taipei in Taiwan. Rescue units have been sent to the mining community about 16 miles southwest of Taipei. The explosion was the third accident at a Taiwanese mine in 6 months. In July, 103 miners died in a fire, and a month before, 74 miners were killed in another accident.
In Britain, 10 people spent the night in hospital in Greater Manchester after yesterday's train crash at Salford, in which two people were killed and nearly 80 hurt. The condition of one of the injured is said to be poorly. The Transport Secretary in Britain, Mr. Ridley, said in the Commons that there was no cause for alarm over British Rail's safety record. He rejected suggestions of a possible link between cutbacks in spending on BR and the number of recent accidents. An inquiry into the crash is set to begin on Friday.
The return to work by striking miners has continued to slow down, with just 57 new starters reporting for work. Numbers are expected to increase later when the figures for the North East and South Midlands are known. By 9 a.m. yesterday, 65 former strikers had returned to work. Last Wednesday, 210 miners had given up the strike.
CUC leaders decided after 3 hours of talks in London yesterday to hold talks with miners' representatives on Thursday. Earlier, miners' leader Arthur Scargill called on the TUC to stop producing mealy-mouthed resolutions and mobilize industrial action in support of the pit strike. Speaking at a rally near Barnsley in Yorkshire, he said receivers and sequestrators appointed by the courts would not stop the miners' union winning what he called the greatest victory in history.
Education Secretary Sir Keith Joseph is to make a common statement today on his proposed student grant cuts. He made the announcement at a meeting of the Conservative Backbench Education Committee at Westminster. He gave no indication as to whether he would announce a climb down over the proposed cuts, but MPs leaving the meeting said it had been overwhelmingly hostile to the measures. One MP said Sir Keith must now withdraw the plans. He said, no fudge, no compromise, just total withdrawal.
And so to today's financial report at lunchtime. The Irish pound against sterling is at 83.77, and against a dollar, 1.016. Sterling against a dollar also improved a little bit since yesterday. It's now at 1.2120. On the European money market, your pfund is today worth 3.1140 Deutschmarks and 9.536 French francs. Sterling against the Deutschmark, £1 sterling is worth 3.7157 Deutschmarks and 11.3799 French francs. Oil and mining share prices today, Atlantic Resources are at 65 pence, Arran Energy 43 pence, Mueller Resources 14¾ pence, Eglinton Oil and Gas 65 pence, Enex International at 38 pence, Tusker at 35 pence, and Oliver Prospecting at £2.15. On the London market at noon today, spot gold was standing at $331 per fine ounce, and spot silver at £5.87 sterling, and that's also per fine ounce. Financial Times Index at noon today was down 2.1 at 915.8, and on Wall Street last night, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 2.65 at 1185.07.
And as Bob just about gets through that one, I'll try the weather. For the Bay Area first, mainly dry with some risk of rain, temperatures about 9 degrees Celsius, wind southwesterly light to moderate force 2 to 4. High tide tonight will be at 9:43 p.m. The sunset this afternoon at 8 minutes past 4. The weather for the northwest of England, Wales, Scotland and the lovely Isle of Man, cloudy with outbreaks of rain, temperatures 11 Celsius, wind south to southeasterly, moderate to fresh, force 3 to 5.
Newly revived, I can now tell you, this has been the Nova Lunchtime News and Weather. The time is 9 minutes past 1 from Tony and myself.
Good afternoon.
John Clark, Radio Nova.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
seen. Stars like jewels on the crown of a queen. But the only sign I want of you is that wonderful picture of you. On a streetcar or in the cafe, all of the evening and most of the day, my mind is in a maze. What can I do? I still see that picture of you. It was last summer I fell in love. My heart told me what to do. I saw you there on the crest of a hill, and I took the little picture of you. Then you were gone like a dream in the night. With you in my heart, my love, and my life, I didn't know your name. What could I do? I only had a picture of you.
13 after 1 o'clock, Radio Nova at lunchtime. Wow. 1966 for the Beach Boys, God only knows. All the songs our father loved. 62 for Joe Brown and the Brothers. Are we going to get a wahoo? Wahoo sounds like a mating call that Greg Garfin uses in the Pink Elephant.
1, 2, 3, now 4. Now that's what I call music for. 32 chart-hogging hits on a double album or cassette at a single album price at Golden Discs. That's Queen. There's Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Eurythmics. Now that's what I call music for. Get it at Golden Discs and get 32 chart-hogging hits all together. Bill Oakey, Nick Kershaw, Culture Club, Thompson Twins, Style Council, Julian Lennon, U2, and Limau. Now that's what I call music for. The double album of chart-hogging hits. Get it at Golden Discs now.
Feel like a shock? To avoid unwelcome shocks, have your shock absorbers checked. Go to FastFit. FastFit Exhausts for the Monroe 2-year guarantee shock absorbers. FastFit Exhausts at Shaw Street, opposite Mount Talbot Bridge. FastFit Exhausts, Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. And FastFit Exhausts, Crumlin, opposite the Crumlin Shopping Centre. To avoid this, go to FastFit, fast.
Get to the heart of shopping this Christmas at Arnott's.
It's child's play to get the toys you want at Arnott's. All the TV advertised toys for girls and boys. Toys to bring joy to the hearts of children of all ages. Shop early.
The heart of shopping this Christmas.
And that's Arnott's.
You may never own a castle, but when you own a Pioneer Hi-Fi, honey, you're rich in sound.
Rich in sound with the Pioneer X1500 system at only £499.
John Clark at lunchtime.
Radio Nova.
Stop me from tears. Head hurt bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain. He said, I know this doctor in New York, son, and he'll fix you right up with a brand new one. So the head doctor met me when I stepped down off of the train. He said, we had this bank robber killed last night. His body shot, but his brain's all right. I'll give you a transplant, boy, and you'll be okay. I got my new brain in and I was feeling great. I went right back to Nashville with no headache, but something strange happened when I walked in the bank one day. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Now, the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, John, I'd like for you to do the opera. So I went out on the stage, but I couldn't sing. I got into half a verse if I walked the line, and something snapped in this head of mine. I yelled, stick 'em up, give me your money, your watches and rings. Well, I called New York and talked to that brain quack. I said, Doc, I've got to have my old brain back. He said, I'm sorry there, Mr. Cash, but I can't do that. He said, I put your brain in a chicken last Monday. He's singing your songs and making lots of money. And I got him signed to a 10-year recording contract. Now, friends, if you see me walking down the street, remember what you see ain't necessarily me. And if I try to hold you up, don't pay me no mind. But when you got 10 bucks that you can blow, you ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. He's doing fairs and concert dates all up and down the line. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Well, I don't pay any income tax. You don't pay tax on money you steal.
Radio Nova sounding great on 738. Johnny Cash is new one. That might be number one. It's called The Chicken in Black.
Yeah.
And the first person to say that was a foul record can pull the wishbone.
Make a shopping day a whole lot better at Rathmines Town Hall Shopping Center. Choice and style make it a pleasure at Rathmines Town Hall Shopping Center.
The center at Rathmines Town Hall Shopping Center and get a free present. Yes, all you have to do is to get a receipt from any shop at the center, bring the kiddies to visit Santa, and he'll give you a free gift. How's that for Christmas spirit?
Enjoy so much more, and you'll shop better. Rathmines Town Hall Shopping Center.
Now tell me, miss, where's the fire?
In Meigard. The fire of youth to get a sasha before they're sold out. Haven't you heard about the fabulous styles and fashions that a girl dreams about at prices that don't break her? Sasha is the place for sasha girls, and that's where I'm rushing.
We'll take it in. And by the way, it's... Sergeant.
Dubonnet is the cool, refreshing French drink that mixes with everyone and everything. Dubonnet with white or Dubonnet with soda? That's what I do. Do you?
John Clark!
Playing your favorite Radio Nova.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door.
Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Hurts the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Blame on burn. Make love your goal. I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkling love, flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy. Blame time we go sublime. Lovers entwined, divine, divine. Love is danger, love is pleasure. Love is pure, the only treasure. I'm so in love with you, hurts the soul. Make love your
Radio Nova is sounding great on 738. Whether it's been a musical year for us, it's been a wealthy year for Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Our third number one, and that's called The Power of Love. And a new hot hit from ZZ Top on the way, Sharp Dress Man.
I like, it likes me. The place in the shop and in the capital C. Big and broad, Arlax for me. From the shop is free.
And the Arlaxandra shopping spree goes on. Because we're now open all day Sunday and late night Thursday and Friday right up to Christmas. So have yourself a Sunday shopping spree and enjoy Christmas shopping ILAC style. If you thought milk was just milk, then it's time you picked up a big, big liter snow cream milk pack. Snow cream milk has the cream mixed evenly through it, so you get a smoother, milkier taste down to the last drop. Cool, fresh snow cream milk. Get it in the pack with the blue stripes.
Cool, cool, fresh snow cream milk. Cool, cool, fresh snow cream milk.
Sell your car for cash at Windsor Car Auctions. Twice weekly sales on Wednesday at 6:30 and on Saturday at 1 p.m. Open 6 days a week. HP accounts cleared, no sale, no commission. We accept entries all day, every day for each auction. Windsor Car Auctions, Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road. Telephone 516-877. That's 516-877. Get on down to see Ireland's number one car auction today. Windsor Car Auctions.
It's 1:30 on a bright and chilly day in Dublin with an area high of 9 degrees. The headlines, the High Court receiver tries again in Dublin to get the NUM funds. Dominic McGlinchey trial set to start on Monday. 23 more hostages freed from the hijacked Kuwaiti jet. The death toll in the Indian gas leak disaster continues to rise. Salford rail crash inquiry to begin on Friday, and the miners are still trickling back to work. These and other stories in our next news at 2 o'clock.
Radio Nova.
Thank you. crazy about a shark that's mad.
Radio Nova playing Hot Stereo Rock on 102.7, remembering Bob Seger, Life in the Fast Lane, a great record. Those Hollywood nights, driving your Chevy to the levee, beneath the Los Angeles skyline. 138, Hot Hit Radio, 738. And Murray Head has other ideas of fun. One night in Bangkok, having fun above the waistline, dear.
Oriental sitting in the city don't know what the city is kept. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Jule Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean star had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine. Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch. I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok.